Today's sermon starts with a trumpet. And this is a special kind of trumpet. It's a kind of trumpet that someone plays at certain times. In the ancient world, these were really well known. Do you know when, in the time of Christ, you might hear a trumpet? Can anyone guess when you would hear a trumpet? Get ready to reward them, Doug. When? Was it a jazz band? At a castle. Give the man a lolly. Actually, proper castles were kind of only invented after the time of Christ. But nevertheless, strongholds, fortresses, towers, yes. Where else would we hear a trumpet at the time of Christ, at the time of Jesus? Oh, yeah, when God comes to earth. Actually, that's a really good link, because this kind of trumpet is called a salpinx. It's not a normal trumpet. It's a salpinx, and the word salpinx occurs in the New Testament 11 times, in the Bible 11 times, and every time it's got to do with the coming of God. It says when God comes back, there will be a blast from a salpinx. Can you say that word with me? By the way, it's one salpinx, two salpinges. Just so you know. So, this trumpet is a special kind of trumpet that you would hear played in battle. And I'm wondering if anyone can... Doug, would you like to give us the sort of... Give us a battle trumpet now.
That's kind of like chocolate. Or you can go...
The most important time that you would hear a salpinx, a trumpet, in the time of Jesus, was when a king came to town. Can anyone give me a trumpet blast for a king coming to town? Caroline's in. Caroline, can you give us a trumpet blast for a king?
Could Mum do it?
Beautiful. I think that's enough with the trumpet. Now, here's the thing. When a king comes to town, what goes before a king is usually a trumpet blast, and then there's a bloke who walks down the street, and the bloke says something about the king. We call the bloke that walks down the street a herald. The word for herald, by the way, is kerux. Love it, kerux. Sounds cool, doesn't it? And the thing that the herald says about the king is called kerygma. And anyone who knows theology is getting all excited now. This is one of the most important words in the Bible, in the whole Bible. It's very important. A kerygma is the announcement that goes before a king. Got it? So when a king is coming, someone is marching before them and they say something like, notice it? And then they call you a name. They might say, listen to me. Then they might say, friends, Roman countrymen, then they name you, and then they give you some news about the king. And this is called kerygma. Say that word with me one more time. It's a cool word. Kerygma. Okay. So let's see if we can make up our own announcement of a king. What is something that we could say to make people notice us? What could you say to get people's attention? Hail? Sure. What have we got?
Oi.
Oi. I'm going to stick with oi, okay? We're going to make a modern Australian kerygma, an announcement of a king, someone going before him. He says, oi. The next thing is he calls you names. What name does he call you? This is a really important bit, by the way, because how he addresses you, what he calls you, has something to do with who the king is. So what's he going to call us? What was that? Yous. Okay. Oi, mate. Okay, we're going with peasants. And pedants, too. We'll go pedants and peasants. So now we've got oi, peasants and pedants, and now we've got the news. What's the news going to be? Right, perfect. So our Australian kerygma is oi, peasants and pedants, the king has a new hairstyle. Not bad. Now we're back 2,000 years in the time of Jesus, and a king comes into town. Let's imagine, I don't know, let's imagine it's Alexander the Great. Have you ever heard of him? Or maybe it's Caesar Augustus or Caligula, Caesar Caligula. Anyway, we've got a great king coming into town, and in front of the king goes somebody who says a special thing. So the first thing is notice. How would they say, oi, give me your attention, take note? They would probably say, they probably wouldn't say Achtung Baby, but they would say something a bit scary, actually. They wouldn't necessarily say something nice. It would be something like, watch out, be careful. Warning is what they would say. They wouldn't actually say something nice. Watch out is what they would say. As the king comes in, they're clearing the way. Watch out! Watch out! Watch out! The king's coming! Don't get run over by his chariot. This is serious stuff. When a king comes into town, he's just won a great battle and it is a bit scary. People were not always happy to hear a kerygma back then. And then he calls you names. What does he call you? A new king's coming. He's just smashed an army. He's defeated a great enemy. And so he calls you something that you don't want to hear. He actually says, watch out, servants, slaves. He can take your lollies. He can take your lemonade. He can take your wife. He can take your children, and he will. He can take your food and your money. The king has come into town, and all of a sudden, your whole life is different because now you are subjects of the king. So he might call you subjects or servants or slaves. So this is how it actually rolled. Alexander rolls into town. Watch out, slaves. And finally, the herald, the third part that they do is they give you some news. What's the news going to be? What are they going to say about the king? Well, they're going to say something about the king's appearance. This is an Assyrian king rolling into town, somewhat before Christ. And do you know, they're not going to say, nice king has come. They're going to say, watch out, slaves. Great king. They're going to comment on the king's clothes and hair. So someone, one of the bells, actually got that right. They're going to say, watch out, slaves. Trump the Glorious comes with hair to spare. Zhao Ping with his great army. Turnbull with his tanks. That's what they do, okay? They scare you when they come in. So this is pretty much what you'd get, an ancient kerygma, the announcement of a king. Watch out, slaves. Great king in red hair and glory. You got it? Plus glory. Now, there's one more bit. What does the herald say after they've done that? They give you the notice, the name, the news, and then they say one more thing. You can probably guess. Who said that? They were very wise. Who said bow? They say, bow! And you go, what? And they go, I mean now, bow. And when you bow, you don't just like get down like this. You don't go from the waist. You don't go from the knees. You go the full bow, which is like this. And if your head doesn't touch the ground, it might come off. This is an ancient kerygma. This is how it goes. Be very afraid. You're now subjects of someone new, and he's great and glorious. Look how good he is. And so now we're in John chapter 12, and Jesus is coming into town. And something that often gets missed is that John, in chapter 12, verse 15, actually gives us a kerygma. He actually gives us the formula, the words that are said for the coming of a king. It's an announcement of a king's arrival. You can also find it in the Old Testament in Zechariah 9:9. And do you think it's going to be like that one over there, kids? Do you think that the announcement of the coming of Jesus is going to be, watch out, stinking slaves? No, it's not. Thank you. So, there wasn't actually a herald on the day that Jesus rode into town. He just rode into town humbly. But John records the ancient words of the prophet. And the prophet said the same three things. What did the prophet say? What did he say to get people's attention? What did he say? Notice this. What's the phrase? It's beautiful. No, it's not behold. It's beautiful. So different. What am I putting up? Can you see? What the herald says is, don't be afraid. So these are pictures of people comforting so that you don't need to be afraid. I remember when my mum would tuck me in at night and I was scared of the dark, and she would give me a kiss and say, don't be afraid. we're with you. Because I was always scared because I watched too much Doctor Who. And so she'd say, don't be afraid. This is the herald announcement that happens when Jesus comes. The words that are spoken are, don't be afraid. They're very familiar words. I've heard them in the Bible before. In fact, in the story of Jesus, those words happen over and over again. Doug, get ready with some lollies. Can you think of times in the story of Jesus when the words, don't be afraid, are spoken? It might have been, fear not. Oh, we've got Grace up the back. Run to her. Yell it out, Grace. When Jesus was on walking on water. Yes! No one got that one at the first service. Give her a clap. He was walking on water and he said, don't be afraid. Some shillings, Ethan. Well, when did Jesus say, don't be afraid? The angel came to Mary and Zechariah and the shepherds, and the words, don't be afraid or fear not, are said four times. Four times. Anyone else got some more? Any more don't be afraid? Calm the sea, same story as before. Okay, you keep thinking, Doug, give him a lolly anyway for being nice. When Jesus went up the mountain with his disciples and he appeared in his glory and he was shining like the sun, and afterwards he actually touched them and he said, don't be afraid. When he healed so often, when he healed a little girl and he said to the girl's parent, don't be afraid. Over and over, we hear the message, when Jesus comes, don't be afraid. And this is actually the herald for the coming of Jesus the King. I love this because Jesus comes and he says, I've defeated sin and death and the power of the devil. And you don't need to be afraid anymore with this king. And in fact, this king doesn't want you to be afraid of him. Because this king is love. That's very different, isn't it? What's the second part? What does the herald have to do? Can you see? They have to say some names. They have to address the crowd. So instead of saying friends, Roman countrymen, dudes, they say, this is the best bit for me. What does John record as the herald, the announcement of the riding of Jesus into town? Do you know? Don't be afraid, what? Has anyone got their Bible in front of them? We miss this bit. We tend to ignore it. It's really important. Don't be afraid, daughter of Zion. Now that's complicated words. Zion means the hill, the mountain on which Jerusalem is built. And daughter of Zion is just a nice way of saying people who live in the city of Jerusalem. But isn't that so much more? When Jesus comes as your king, he casts out fear. By the way, you can pray to Jesus. If you are afraid, what better thing could you do than pray to Jesus, than say the name of Jesus? And secondly, when Jesus comes, you get called daughter or son by God. You do not get called slave, servant. God actually calls you daughter or son. Just turn to someone right now and tell them the good news. If you are baptized, God called you my son or my daughter in baptism. Would you just turn to someone and say, in Christ, you are God's daughter. Or in Christ, you are God's son. Just tell somebody nearby. You're speaking the good news of Jesus to them. Okay. So, don't be afraid, daughter of Zion. And now the news. What is it? See? Behold. Yes, that's right. In the ancient, well, not ancient, 50-year ago translation. See, your king comes. What's he going to look like? What's this king doing? Yeah, one version has the word humble in it, but John doesn't. Riding a donkey. And what kind of donkey? A young donkey. The foal of a donkey. How crazy is this? What does it mean to ride a donkey? I know someone who was riding horses recently, but riding donkeys is not fun. They're very stubborn. They're very grumpy. They're very silly. And when I think of donkeys, I think of... Don't you? Jesus is riding that. Can you see what that is? This king doesn't come wearing fine robes and driving a tank or a Cadillac. This king comes humble and riding a donkey. And why does he ride a donkey? Well, I think in the first place, it would have been a great way to take the mickey out of all those other kings. He's the king of the universe. He doesn't have to ride something to impress you. It must have been funny to people too. But also, when Jesus comes riding a donkey, he comes humble, as one of peace, not one of war. Xerxes rides a horse. Jesus rides a donkey, because that's an animal of peace, not war. So, Jesus is a different king. Welcome Jesus into your life. When you do, you are welcoming the one who drives out fear, the one who makes you a son or a daughter of God, and the one who brings you peace. And so, would you say with me, the kerygma, the announcement of the king, for when Jesus comes? Ready? Don't be afraid, daughter of Zion. See your king comes riding a donkey.